Let me just read the text that I'm going to be using to you. And just give me a couple minutes here and then we'll just wind it up. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Let me give you four words to meditate on between now and... See, it'll probably be... won't get to do much next week with the baptism. But this is stirring in my spirit. This is stirring in my spirit. To make sure that you have understanding of the times. That you realize that God is real. And if there's a way that you can be distracted, dejected, discouraged, You can be sure the enemy is going to find that weakness. Now what you got to make sure is that you shore up your weaknesses. Build on your strengths and come back and let the Holy Ghost fix everything that needs to be fixed in your life. I'm going to call this little series, I'm going to teach. In fact, here's what I'm going to call it. Taking all the limitations off of the Holy Spirit. Taking all the limits. Now, let me just qualify that. There is no limit to God. How many know the Holy Spirit is not limited? But as individuals, we can limit the Holy Spirit. There is no limit. God can do anything. And you've got to get in your understanding, in your frame of mindset, that your God can do anything. Now, he needs to find somebody that can believe him. But that's scriptural, isn't it? If we can believe, all things are possible. Now let me give you these five words. I want you to meditate because I want you to have an idea of where we're going in this thing and the flow of the Holy Spirit. So you can get in the flow. I mean, how many want to be in the flow? Get in the river. Praise God. Where this thing is flowing. We refuse to give the devil any ground. But here, let me give you these five words at least. The first one, and then we'll cover them a little later. The first one is limitation. I've already told you a little bit about limitation. And the second one is expectation. Started talking a little bit about expectation because, see, it was stirring in my spirit Sunday, even though that wasn't my message. But, you see, the Holy Ghost was already doing something. Expectation. And then the demonstration. That's the third one. Demonstration. And the fourth one is manifestation. Manifestation. And then you can just write down this. Because this is the sum total of all those. The fifth one, I'll give you a fifth one, is glorification. Amen. Did you get them? Amen. You want me to repeat them? Did it cost you? No. Limitation, expectation, demonstration, manifestation. And we're going to take all the limits off of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be fun. We're going to say this with me. Say, I'm going to take all the limits off of the Holy Ghost in my life. Yeah. We're not going to limit. Hebrews chapter, let me just read this one to you. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 says, therefore, and again, there's one of those therefores. And the reason the therefore is there is because it talks about the angelic host that's been assigned to minister. Now listen to this. It says that they have been... Look at verse 14. I got to back up and read verse 14. I just saw this today, something about Daniel. It says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? For those. Not sent to minister to you, but sent to minister for you. There's a difference in that preposition, right? Two and four. And if and I was reading something in Daniel. Remember Daniel when he prayed? And Michael, the angel, was up there doing battle in the heavenlies. And something I read, I guess I hadn't noticed it before. And God spoke to Daniel in the last, I believe it's Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. He said, and Daniel, your angel, Michael. Your angel.
Amen.
That just confirms in my spirit that we have not just angels on assignment, but we as believers have angels assigned to us by God that will minister for us. They're out there doing that battle in the realm of the Spirit. So that's what the therefore is there. Is don't you forget that you've got some angels on assignment and you've got some specifically assigned to you.
Amen.
Yeah. And he said that we must give the more earnest heed. You reading it? To the things that we've heard. We're living in a day, church. Well, we've got to make sure that we're letting the hearing ear build faith on the inside of us. We're not here just to preach. That's why I don't mind preaching a 5 or 6 minute sermon to you tonight, because it's about substance. It's not about how long I can go. I can go as long as you can sit. But it is about the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? And he said, take heed to the things you've heard, lest we drift away. For the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. And then he asked a question. He says, how shall we escape? A whole question here. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness. Now look at this. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. See, this goes right along where I left you off about the strong church being not ignorant of spiritual gifts. And you know, you can read the rest of it there, but it says, according to his own will. It's God's will. We can't drum it up, folks. We can't just, you know, sit here and wish. We can't fake this stuff. This is God. And nobody can get prideful if God uses us. Because it's the Holy Spirit that gives according to the will of God. All we have to do is say, God, here we are. We are ready. We refuse to lose. And I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Ghost is a limitation eliminator. He will eliminate the limitations that you're trying to put on him if you'll be knowledgeable of what they are so you can get them off of your life. Refuse right now to become discouraged.
Amen.
Refuse right now to be a person that takes offense.
Amen.
And be a person full of faith.
Amen.
Led of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Ready to listen and obey what the Holy Spirit tells you to do.
Amen.
It's going to go against the grain of some. It's going to go against the grain of tradition. But you better make up your mind that you are led by the Spirit of God, because you are sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Stand up with me. I had a minister friend call me today from Dallas. He got a promotion and he's working for they opened up a new It's a TV, if you will, a network that will be nationwide. But it's all faith. It's all full gospel. It's all Holy Ghost stuff. Now, right now, they're just in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, which is a big audience. But, you know, he just asked us to pray for them and so on and so forth. And I said, yeah, we will, because they're looking for faith content to put on there. Yes, you can get some of these others, and I'm not knocking the Christian TV we have, but I'll tell you, most of it is stuff I don't feed myself with that stuff. Are y'all here? Anyway, I mentioned, I said, how about, I'm not going to call his name, but I said, how about Pastor so-and-so? I hadn't seen him in our meetings in the last 2 or 3 years. He said, well, he was a good friend of his. He said, he got discouraged. I said, what do you mean he got discouraged? He got discouraged. How many believe that pastors can get discouraged? Amen. I said, what did he get discouraged by? I said, well, just, you know, people just wouldn't come to church. Got discouraged. And he said he got so discouraged that he ran off, left his wife, and went and found another woman. Left the ministry altogether. I just want you to know something. If you quit coming to church, I'm not going to leave my wife.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not going to, you know, when you find a good thing, you keep it. Come on, somebody. Hug your wife. When you find a, I mean, hey. As they say, I mean, everybody has spouts every once in a while. When she throws a book at me, I'm smart enough to duck. Or catch it and just read it. She's never thrown a book. She's never thrown anything at me. But the point is this. The enemy is moving, and that's why I'm trying to get this across to all of you. He knows his day is short. And if it happens to ministers that, and I know they're not, nobody's immune to attacks. But at least you'd think a minister is stronger in faith because they're in the Word and prayer and they're doing this all the time. But I'm here to tell you, if he can take ministers down, how much more can he take down those that will not give the earnest heed to the things that they've heard?
Amen.
So I want to encourage you now. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. And